Of all the endocrine issues or side effects, the one that's the most disturbing to a lot of people is the deep vein thrombosis and stroke that's seen with tamoxifen. Again, what do we see with the AIs?
Tamoxifen is a bit like an oral contraceptive in a premenopausal woman. It has an actual estrogenic effect on the clotting system, so it promotes blood clots. And those do tend to be venous thromboses, although we know from some placebo-controlled trials as well that women who take tamoxifen have a slightly higher risk of stroke as well. Now, what we found with the aromatase inhibitors across the board is that they are not triggering the deep venous thrombotic episodes. And this is a big advantage because the risk of a blood clot with 5 years of tamoxifen is on the order of 1 in 120 women. So we're preventing a substantial number of deep vein thromboses by choosing an aromatase inhibitor rather than tamoxifen. Now, the stroke issue is a bit more complex because here we're seeing that not all of the trials are giving us the same signal. One of the first and largest trials to be done with the longest follow-up, again, is this ATAC trial. And women on that study actually had fewer strokes if they were taking anastrozole rather than tamoxifen. So that was reassuring. But the problem is there have been other trials done in slightly different settings which have given different results. For example, we've seen a study where letrozole was used up front and compared to 5 years of tamoxifen, that in fact there were more serious strokes in the women who were taking letrozole. And we don't know whether this is a drug-specific issue or whether this is just bad luck on the trial. But what we're a little concerned about with that letrozole trial was that there were differences in the two arms in the level of cholesterol. So we're thinking that possibly with this big 198 study that compared letrozole to tamoxifen, that the letrozole had a deleterious effect on cholesterol. We know tamoxifen has a good effect on lipids, and that perhaps a slight difference in the lipid profiles might potentially have triggered some of the problems with strokes that we saw.